This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, we need to talk to stalkers.
Oh,
now,
fun.
I want to do the fun kind of stalking. Like, if you've been stalked or you've been a stalker, anybody here been either?
Yeah.
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 More the
I had a feeling this is a room
full
of... Yeah. Not a lot of people stalking me.
But like...
A lot of people running away.
I like to call myself an investigator, not a stalker.
Nice. But is it creepy? Like, this
it
woman...
Can be.
This woman saw a dude at a grocery store. She thought he was cute. So the way I read the story, she got behind him and then
breathed on him.
Just like,
I know, right? Yeah, that has never happened to me.
But like super eagle-eyed, like when he got his credit card out and got his name, then Googled him, found his socials, found out he was single, found his mother's page.
Jeez.
Found out she was a member of a book club in the area, met mom, bonded with mom, brought up she was single, gave her number to mom so mom could give the number to her son. Due to the grocery store text her, they set up a date.
Now, was that romantic? Creepy? Romantic? Was
it? It's romantic.
Yeah, for sure.
He must have some great stuff in his cart.
I'm just... I find it creepy as F... But I have and would 100% do it.
Oh.
Like, there was a cute girl at the mall when I was...
Yeah.
And I just...
You would...
She worked at Joslyn's, and then I would try to go... I'm like, I kept a notebook of her patterns. It's like, Tuesday is Orange Julius, Thursday is Renzio's Euros or whatever. And then I'd try to be in the line, in or around her, so that it'd be like, today's the day for a Euro, huh? Like,
I'm kind of sad because we've mentioned before that Steve has his routine with, you know, Griffin on Thursdays,
yes.
Pizza Republic on Tuesdays.
Oh yeah.
Has anyone ever?
We've
found
said it
you?
On the air.
Yeah.
If you want to find Steve, we can send.
And
you
I don't know if that was accurate for the record.
No, I don't think we have the days right, and that was pre Ozempic.
You're right, and those would the days would kind of flip flop. I think the Griffin is definitely over, but pizza might be coming back. I know.
You still
but no one
there?
Has like yeah. stalked you there?
So yeah, pizza, oh, it's always by myself, no one. Griffin, though, there's some people that I don't know. There's actually most people that I don't know that come and go. So maybe no one's ever, one guy just moved here and we kind of had a little bond, but he might have been listening and figured out it was me, but I'm not sure.
Because if you start seeing the same people, if you start getting in a pattern and you start seeing the same people, one of you is either you're both giant rut mobiles.
There's that.
Or one of you
the
is
perfect
stalking.
Match.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there is something to
okay,
that.
I
this girl
saying.
Never caught on to the fact that I was.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah, what happened? Did you?
Nothing. Because like there was one time it worked flawlessly. I was dead money on. I knew she was going to Orange Julius. She was literally the person right behind me.
Wait, I thought you were behind her.
No, I was in front of her.
You're supposed to be behind... I know.
Hey, dude.
Okay.
I'm not great at this. Okay.
No, because that might have been good, because then he could go, like, her is behind me, too.
And she could see you better.
Great information that I could have used decades ago.
So not...
At one point, I got the courage. I was going to, like... I'm like... I was doing the thing where you're staring at the menu going, do I want the huh or the huh? And I was, like, going to turn around and do the, like, which one do you recommend? And at that particular moment, she had found somebody else who was like, oh, hey, Susie. And I was like, I turned around. And I was just like, and, I never, she was like she's Charlie Brown's redhead girl. She had like auburny, super curly. She was the curly haired girl in Charlie Brown. I was so in love with that girl.
She ended up dating like a security guard, didn't she, at the mall? Or?
She did not. Security guard was my friend.
Oh, that's what it was.
Who I sent to stalk her further.
That's what it was.
I made him make friends with HR at Joslyn's, so I got her full name. Let's talk about other things.
Joslyn's.
If you're willing to admit you're a stalker, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
In college, there was a curly redhead girl in my life as well.
Always a curly redhead.
Who, she worked at the coffee shop on campus, and I don't drink coffee, but I would go there every day and order and be like, what do you recommend? And try it, and I'd walk out.
And then just
too nervous to ever actually talk to her, and I'd throw the coffee away. Obviously, I'm not drinking.
That is so pathetic.
I know. You got nowhere with that.
No.
There was never a point where she was like, God, you're in here all the time. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, not what did happen. I thought I would impress her. She'd be like, such muscles or something. And, but none of that ever.
Muscles.
Just kind of like, yeah, next.
Can I?
Whoever's next.
I remember seeing pictures of you in college, and there was a short time there where you rocked a bit of the Top Gun Miles Teller-ish mustache.
I did. It was for a play. I had to grow a mustache.
Yeah. Was that then?
There was that. That had a big impact on my dating life for a while.
What do you say? Yeah. No one.
No. It's for theater.
I'm a fashion. Oh, yeah. Take me, oh, take me.
Oh, baby, oh, baby.
Mr. Macchiato.
I know, exactly.
You don't even know how to say the thing. She can tell you're not a coffee drinker. I'll take the whitte. Yeah.
You have the brown one again?
Aaron?
I have been stalked driving.
Shut up.
No. I pulled into my neighborhood. This truck was behind me. I just had a weird feeling. He followed me. This weird feeling was like, don't go home. Do not go to your house.
Smart.
And so I went the opposite direction. He followed me, kind of kept going. He's still behind me. I turn and he turns. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm crazy. Everything's fine. I do a U-ey, go back around. He does a U-ey.
What the heck?
So I was like, I'm out, and left, and then drove around for like 20 minutes, and then finally went home.
You finally lost him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, that's the kind of stories we don't want. We want the
Sorry,
fun
I
ones.
Didn't have a mustache.
Do you work at Joslyn's?
It was me, I'm sorry. I thought you were the... All right, if you're a stalker or you've been stalked, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve
on Alice 1059.
So we're talking about stalkers. Yeah. In a fun way. You know how I admitted to stalking the Joslyn's girl, and then Aaron had a story and T.A. had a story?
Yes. What?
Everyone told that they were a stalker.
I was a stalker too, kind of. It was like was it elementary school, junior high?
I see what you're doing.
What?
You didn't do it when you were a grown ass man. What'd you do?
I found out where she lived, and then I would drive past her house. And ride my bike past her house, and then I might flip off my bike and, you know, injure myself, and I have to fix my bike. And
you're hoping she would come out with Band-Aids?
Like, yeah, the old Norton Nightingale.
Like, what was her name?
Gretchen. What? Who was yours?
I did the exact same thing with April Sacha.
Oh my God, we're so dumb.
I'm so dumb. We had an impromptu water fight one time, one summer, and then I like drove by her house.
Hoping she'd to have a wet shirt on still? Or?
I don't know. So dumb.
I know. We're
like,
all.
What did we think was going to happen?
I know. We're
like,
doing.
You wrecked your bike in your yard, you idiot.
And then I had
That's
to like,
so dumb.
Push it home.
She was like, she's going to come out and look into my eyes while she's hurting my boo boo. Like,
exactly.
All right. So if you're a stalker or got stalked, we want to talk to you. Kelly?
Yai.
Stalker. Oh, you got stalked. What happened?
I got stuck. This just actually happened last week. I drive a somewhat fast car, and I was down C-470 before they shut down at Santa Fe. And a guy in a very hot Mercedes was riding my flank, and I'm like, what are you doing? And so I sped up, and he sped up. I slowed down, he slowed down.
Yeah.
I took the exit off of Lucent. He took the exit off of Lucent, parked right beside me. I pulled a U-turn and went back on the highway going westbound. So did he. And then I'm like, uh-oh. And I went, okay, should I get off on Platte Canyon? What should I do? And so finally I just went, well, I'm actually a vintage race car driver for the fun of it. So I punched it, and I hate to admit this, but I was doing about 130, 135 now, C470.
Yeah.
And he was on my tail. I could not shake him. And
oh, so my God, what did you
do? I took an exit.
I had to marry him.
I finally took an exit. Yeah, no, I finally hit my brake so hard, he went flying by me, got off on an off-ramp on Bulls, and just, you know, circled back around and lost him.
You guys are meant for each other. Look at this.
Dude, that's a full-blown...
You're perfect.
No.
Yeah.
No, you did the right thing, Kelly.
I was actually hoping a cop would... I'd find a state patrol.
You just got to just put in your nav a police station and just drive there. They'll stop. As soon as you drive into a police station, they'll go away.
Yeah, but he's hot. You said he was hot.
She said he's in a Mercedes. No, she didn't say...
Oh,
no, she never said... Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Are you listening?
Right.
Or are you thinking about Gretchen?
No, I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're thinking about Gretchen.
They should have hooked up. That was perfect for each other.
All right, this woman's got some sort of weird story. She's changed her name to Candy.
Yay.
Stalker, what'd you do?
Oh, so embarrassed. I was at the grocery store.
Okay.
And they're, you know, how they have those rewards things, like you give your phone number at the end, and then you can get, like, a free gift or a reward or cash back. Okay, well, the guy in front of me at the grocery store was very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And... as he was giving his phone number,
you put it into your phone? You put it in your notes app? You memorized it?
My phone was in my hand.
Wow.
And it was just...
Well played.
I put it in.
Yeah.
And then?
Yes. So then I end up actually, like, meeting this guy elsewhere and... going on a date, right?
Hold up. Are you skipping story? Because did you casually meet him or did you stalk him and find through his phone number and find out, oh, he works at Remax and I'll just go check out the house he's currently showing? Like,
I casually, you know, I ran into him.
Casually.
Oh, my God, you're a freaking stalker. Okay.
No, so you actually did great. That's
okay,
actually
so you end up, okay, yeah.
I do feel, oh, God. So anyways, but I feel like there's actually something there, right?
Okay.
So it went well running into him and hanging out. And so then he was like, let me give you my phone number. He took my phone.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah. And he saw that his number was already in there.
Ah, huh, interesting.
What did you put it under?
Hot guy.
Delicious King Supers boy. What?
I don't even want to tell you what I put under.
Shut your mouth.
Was
so
he
then
flattered?
He knew. Oh, my God.
Hottie at the grocery.
Did you stop seeing him immediately? Did he run away? Did he drop your phone? What happened?
He was so confused, and I was so embarrassed, and I haven't spoken with him since.
Yeah, no, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well
it can
played,
work. Just delete the number or something, or put it in your notes app, or... Oh.
I know. I stalked wrong, you know?
You got so close. Well, it's trial and error
well
when you were
played.
Stalking. Thank you, Candy. Millie?
Yeah.
Stalker. What'd you do?
So my friends, they give me a really hard time, but I'm a part-time Uber driver, and I pick up some handsome men every once in a while.
Mm.
And when I do, I do have a little notebook that I jot down their names, and when I drop them off, get to their place, I kind of just see where they are, if they have a nice house or a nice apartment.
That's brilliant.
There's a, you know, restaurant or bar nearby. We accidentally run into each other. I'll look at their social media handles.
Wow.
If that.
Has it worked out for, has any of your Uber stalkering, which is really apropos, has that ever worked? Have you dated a dude that you've had in your car?
Oh, honey, I had 6 months of pure love.
Look at you.
Did he recognize you as his driver? No?
It was 6 months of, honestly, he was like, how did this happen? Wow. It really kind of is like serendipity, you guys. Like, I don't know. Maybe I started something, but.
That's
serendipity. It's not serendipity means you're accidentally in the same place at the same time. You're intentionally going to the bars by their house.
Grafting
to,
this hole.
To,
but they don't know that.
That's
not serendipity, though.
That's true.
Stalker-dipity.
It's circumstance.
It's not.
Millie took the resources available to her, and she just ran.
But
you got to read. Oh, my
as
God.
As a guy, that would not upset me. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If this is a male Uber driver calling our show right now,
going,
if some hot chick gets in my car, I remember where her apartment is, and then I hang out at the bars by her apartment.
Are you flattered?
What? People are screaming at us.
If you say it like that, maybe, but.
Slacker and Steve.
Look, another example of how stupid parents are nowadays. You people are so dumb. What are you doing?
I hope it was clear to everyone. I did it on purpose where I said, all right, Steve, as you're writing your angry texts to 51059, understand the one person in the room who is not a parent and really has no responsibility over any children ever and is restraining order like prohibited from having any authority over children is the one judging parents.
Yes, exactly. That's because you
me saying all that is supposed to sting.
No, you're on my side.
Because I'm kind of in the middle. I don't have my own kids. I have my nephews that I have stepped up and helped.
You still have a dog in the hunt.
I don't think I do because
dogs
don't
count as kids.
I agree with
that. Am I helping? What's on my own?
No, but like I know that I would not. I would be a good mom in the sense of like boundaries or whatever, but like supporting financially, trash. So I'm not going to have kids because I don't want to put them in that.
No, that's the sign of a good parent right there, Aaron, that you're not going to be.
So I'm such a good parent that I'm such a bad. I don't.
Constantly financially.
Can you explain where your assessment of all these parents being stupid is coming from?
I just read this article real quick. 40%
okay,
of parents.
Okay, let me just say this. You didn't read the article because you're reading now. If you had actually read it, you'd be able to summarize it now. But now you're looking down and trying to prove
wants
that
to
you've read it.
He get the statistic right.
He read.
You do the same
you
thing.
You read the
headline.
I saw an article. You're trying to pretend to be learned and go, oh, I was perusing as I was in the bubble bath. Lavender today, by the way.
Very relaxing.
It is. I put a tint of eucalyptus in there just to open up the nasal cavities.
Eucalyptus in the shower, though, do it. Just have it dangling from the shower.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It's so nice.
It is. We do
I
that.
Really
I love it.
Want
she's right.
Dangling things in your shower.
No, I really. At my age, Steve, everything's dangling in the shower.
You'll take it.
I'm just a dangle. I desperately want a sauna.
I want
a sauna so bad. I just want to be able to go in there. Mm. And like the good ones I've seen, they have the dangling. And then they also have one that you take, like you have one on the wall, like bunched up, and then you grab it and hit yourself with it.
What?
it's a real.
What? Like, No.
I've never had like a, when I had the airplane door accident, they were trying different alternative medicines to try to get my weird soft tissue damage to get better. And they sent me to this, I swear to God, there's this place at Colfax and. Just let me finish.
You're selling it.
No.
Colfax.
It's like this alternative. I remember the guy was named Tiento. And he was like a chiropractor dude, but like very Eastern medicine chiropractor dude. And then he was like, you have to go to this massage place. And so I go and it is a 320-pound Russian woman who like it's a super dark, hot room. And just beating the crap out of me with her hands. And then all of a sudden she leaves and comes back. With like tree branches, with like leaves or whatever, and then she's just like, "Wow!" and just beating the living, and it was awesome. Like, it's supposed to, like,
it was awesome.
Are you mad at me?
Like, I'm sorry, okay, I swear. But, like, so you go through that, and then I watched a video because I really do want a sauna. And there was, like, somebody, we're supposed to be talking about parenting, by the way, but, like, somebody was sitting in their sauna and they just poured the water over the rocks and it gets all steamy. And they reach over and they grab a thing, and like, whoosh, 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 and they're hitting themselves with the leaves. And I was taken back to this Olga woman just pounding
scourging
on me. Yeah, Jesus. I'm like, so if I buy a sauna and your name is Olga, I will invite you over to thwack me with eucalyptus.
In my experience, anytime anyone's been like, dude, you gotta check out this massage place, I've been like, I don't need to take advice from you. Yeah. I think I know where this is heading.
Okay, so anyway, how did we get to sauna from bad parenting?
No, this is much more interesting.
No, but what was your thing? It was like...
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right. I read the headline.
Oh, yeah, 47% of parents
still financially support adult children. Yeah, parents, let us two go financially ruined to keep those financially ruined people alive. That makes no sense. Let's all go bankrupt together.
Okay.
Kick these people the hell out of your house. Tough love. Enough's enough.
There's a difference between tough love and being not able to afford everyday things.
You mean parents can't afford everyday things for their...
No, the kids can't. Which is why they're relying on the parents. Why I am relying on my family, because I do not make enough with my three jobs.
I know. But
does anyone understand the backstory? Pull up a chair while this Netflix series begins on Steve, the wayward son whose parents, like, whapped him off with eucalyptus to try to get him off the nipple till he was 22 years old and finally had, like, lost his V card, like, and decided to get his own apartment. You had a failure to launch as well.
I did, and they tough loved me. They said, can you go find something? Just anything. Get the hell out of
but
here.
But you didn't. And they, like, eventually you did. How old were you? Well, the first thing you did was just go to a different relative. You just went to your sister instead.
So we were roommates for a while.
And they were roommates.
All I'm saying is...
And we still sponged off the parents. Right,
she's sponging off the parents. You're sponging off of her.
There's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, kids, you're wrecking your parents financially. They're going to go bankrupt. And then you can't afford to take care of them. No one can afford to take care of each other anymore.
No one can afford to live. I think that's it.
Yes. So?
Yeah.
You're not listening to what she's saying.
So parents...
They have... If we don't take care of our kids until they're like 26...
Someone else will.
Well, it depends on your definition of living, right? Like, because I was... Not Steve's situation, but I, like, got off... I was told I could never come home again. So, by my dad.
Like, legit.
And it was, like, one of the best things he's ever said to me. I don't know my mom knows he said that to me, but
he did it on the download.
Kind of whispered in my ear.
Yes.
Kind of like, get
like
the hell out of here.
Giving you that big hug is like, you're never coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I lived in a terrible apartment with terrible roommates for a long time and until I got out of it. So, like, I lived on my own, but it was not, like, what I wanted to do, but I, like, made it work until, and then it also made me be like, I don't want to do this forever. So there's something to be said about, like, the tough love aspect of, like, maybe it's just going to suck for a while.
So what do you think is the right answer, Steve? You can't just kick him out.
Kick him out, because then give him that opportunity. Like T-Hack, he actually ran with it and did well. If it doesn't work out for him, then you could always come back then. You got to be tough one.
My
one
dad
time.
Made it clear I could not come back.
My parents literally converted my room into a computer room. As my car
Brilliant.
Was pulling out of the driveway.
Brilliant.
They literally moved a desk into my room. I came back like 2 weeks later, and my crap was gone.
How long after that were you gone from their house then?
I was gone already. I couldn't, like, when I ever came back, like, in between tours, I had to sleep on the couch in the basement. There was no place for me to stay.
And look how you turned out. Everything turned out fine.
I am not the example. So what would you want? Would you be better, Aaron? Do you think you'd be a better person? Because you would make it work.
Well, and I did.
You'd be living with seven people. You'd
right.
be living
I had,
in a commune.
Which I agree is maybe not the best thing, but it is important to learn that. So I had previously moved out, had a roommate, and then was like, I can't afford this, moved back in.
At least she tried. At least she gave it.
So, but you said parents who help their kids are idiots. Is Aaron's mom an idiot?
Because kids are never going to do what Aaron did and go out there and do it themselves. That's why they have to be shoved over the cliff or out of the house.
Would you like to start a new business where you're the bird pusher? You're like, you just, Steve will come over to your house. Yes. If you're having a hard time getting him out of the nest,
I'll shove him.
Steve will take your kid to the highest point of your house.
Whoa.
It's
okay.
We cannot have an intervention on T-Hack because he thinks he's smarter than everybody in the room.
Huh.
I am. I don't, I guess.
We all stare at T-Hack. Does he look smarter?
Say something.
Say something smart, smart boy.
I don't smart dumb people. Myself down. Yeah, they don't I don't know.
I pulled a story, put it in our daily prep sheet that we all kind of look at. Everybody sends different stuff in. We put it all in one document just to give you the backstory of the show. And then it's like, every once in a while, I'll put something in there just to see if anybody like flinches. And this is a Steve and T-Hack flinch story, is what I call this. It says, the headline is, daily marijuana users are 25% more likely to have a heart attack. Steve's still letting it soak in. Steve's like,
wait a second.
Hello?
Yeah. 25% more, but that doesn't make sense though.
So you're gonna have a heart attack because
I get high every day.
Yes. So, and that's all I'm. So I'm just trying to get.
We glossed over that.
No, I know. So that's the thing. Steve's like, I'm looking at a story on page 47. This is on page 2, right? And it's like, hey, Steve, what about that story about pot on page 2? And he's like, what story? I don't remember seeing the story. And then TX's like, I read it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect me. I'm like, it does affect you. How does it not affect you?
Well, no, statistically, it doesn't. It's not that big of an effect on anyone.
25% is not a big effect.
Right, a 25% increase. So what would you think your current risk of getting a heart attack is?
Mine or yours?
Let's do mine. What do you think?
100.
100? Okay, so now 125%. No. Let's say it's 10%, which I think would be high for my age, my all that stuff. Let's say I have a 10% chance. So it increases it by 25%. So that would bump it from 10% to 12.5%. Right?
Right? Sure.
Right?
Sure. I don't know. Sure. So rather than look at. So you're saying the headline is a scare tactic.
Yes. Yeah, and it works on people not as smart as me.
Wait,
no. Yeah, that's not what this says.
We don't want the stupid people surviving.
No. It says adults who use marijuana daily are 25% more likely to have a heart attack than those who don't use it. So you're 25. I'm the 10%. And you're still
12.5. Yeah. Yeah. But they do this with everything, with your cell phone and your, if you've got AirPods in, you're this percentage more likely to develop whatever. And it's like, but what was your original risk? And then 25% of that added on. I mean, there's risk in everything.
I guess my only question is, how do we know if it's only 25% of that or if they're saying a full 25% more, you know?
Because they're saying more likely. So he's not saying he's got a 25%. If they said daily marijuana users, oh my God. If they said daily marijuana users have a 25% chance of having a heart attack, that's frightening.
Right. But that's never what they say.
They said they have a 25% more likely chance. Like,
can we just get high now? I mean, jeez.
So much math here.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Slacker and Steve.
Remember years ago, we did a thing called Slacker and Steve's Finishing School? Do you remember what that was?
That was to help out ladies.
It was.
Yeah.
Wait, I've never even heard of this.
Oh, it was really cool. Somebody called in and complained. It was like they couldn't walk in high heels. They were like, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I keep having to do these, like, nice events, and, like, I don't know how to walk in high... Like, nobody taught them how to walk in high heels. So I think we went to,
got a venue.
Like, Fleming Steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
And then we had...
Jeans party.
Like, we had so many different things on, like, how to do your makeup, how to walk in high heels, and we had, like, models and different people showing you how to do just all these different things. I think it's going to seem strange, my little transition here, but I want to do the exact same thing at a grocery store where we just bring a whole bunch of people in and I teach them how to stop being dumbasses.
And I'll help you with that.
Slacker and Steve's
grocery games. Okay, guys, I got that.
Guys?
No, like you can be the traffic cop. You can show people like, hey, look, these aisles going this way are the I-25s.
Right.
These aisles going
Side
this way
street, little
like, these are like named Alcott or
nice.
Potomac
nice.
If you're a T-hat.
Well, I would enroll in this. I need the help
you,
from both of you, apparently, because you won't let me learn on my own.
We were just talking about grocery store etiquette, and Steve has come up with a plan. First things first.
Brilliant.
Your plan is dumb.
Brilliant.
No, it's dumb. Tell everybody your plan.
Okay, instead of taking your cart down the aisle... You leave your
Hold
cart.
Hold on, by aisle, are these side streets?
Yes, the side okay. streets. And instead of taking them down the side street, you leave them at the end cap. You walk down the aisle, grab the items you need. You got them here. You walk back to your cart, bing, and you flee.
So you want me to get out of my car on I-25, walk down to the side street, grab my items, carry them all close to my chest, walk back onto the highway, and then get in my car, and then try to merge... Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
So she used your side street derail your whole plan.
No.
In your world, you're doing this at 10 o'clock at night.
I am. When
there's
around.
Not a lot of traffic.
You're right.
I go when there's a lot of people. And yeah, I'm tired of the congestion on I-25. But it would be worse if there was just a pile of like broken dreams that all the end caps would just be like a pile of Cessnas around a radio tower that light is burnt out on.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like,
but there's room. There is room there.
There's not enough
room. There's more room on the side street. And
yeah,
it's
let
safer.
All the carts go there, but you can't have a T-hack in the aisle going, where's Tabasco? Like, because if you don't know where the Tabasco is,
then
maybe park your cart and do one walk by. The parking is for the dumbasses. Like T-Hack.
Okay.
But for those of us who know what we're doing.
I'm going to get yelled at either way.
No,
I'm either in the way or no, your cart's in the way.
No, just keep walking. Walk. Don't leave your cart parked there for too long. It's just like your neighborhood. If it's parked there overnight, it's going to get tagged and we're going to take it away. You have to start over shopping.
Chalk the tires.
Yes, I will chalk your stupid tire.
Put a boot on
it. There's Tia.
He would.
I just need milk. I swear to God, I know this sounds like I'm such a narcissist. It's like somebody gets a copy of my grocery list and then puts people in front of the things that I'm going to buy, and they're all T hacks. They're all like,
wait, no.
Has anyone gone grocery shopping with T-Hack? Are we sure he's...
He admitted it. He's like, how will I learn what to buy?
He doesn't have a lot of confidence. I feel like he's not as bad as he thinks.
I think he's terrible at it because his tastes are zero.
But exactly. So he buys the same thing over and over. He knows
but he doesn't know
he
where they are. Like, I think A-Hack probably does the bulk of the heavy lifting at King Supers. And, like, then when it's like, Hack, I just need you to pick up. Leo likes those little yogurt things that melt in your mouth. And there he is in the baby aisle. And, like, trust me, because I know where crap is. And I remember, like, kids melting down in the car, and I just need some of those things. And there's a TAG dad going like, does he want raspberry or does he want? And I'm like, pick a flavor and move. Cut, run,
well,
cut,
the
run.
Only, the only way to learn is through trial and error. I gotta experience it. I gotta get my feet dirty, and then I got you breathing down my neck. Get out of the way.
You can't just stand there to learn. Like, can you imagine?
I don't understand how you can be Steve in this situation. Like, you always yell at him for his pretentious driving, right. And you are the pretentious driver now.
It at a grocery store, we're
where
not
there are
there.
No roads.
No, there are roads, and Steve's analogies aren't great on the grocery store thing, but I'm sticking with him, so I at least have one ally in
Thank
the room.
You.
Yeah, you get Steve. Congratulations.
I know, it's not great. Not happy with my choices.
You can have him.
I guess my point is, like, let's say you go to the rec center to do a little pickup game, 4-on-4 with some of your friends.
Okay.
And there is me standing in front of the hoop going, puh, and just hitting the basketball against the rim, and it's flying back at me, and I just keep going like that, and you're like, yeah, we kind of need, we're just going to, excuse me, we're, and I'm like, how am I going to learn? Just let me stand here and hit the ball against the backboard for the next 40 minutes.
I know how to solve. Just come shop at my time that I go
no!
to.
No!
We'll have the place
no!
to ourselves.
You can. Well, there's a time for practicing.
Okay.
But when there's big boys needing to get their yogurt melts.
Oh, there's big men.
But maybe I enjoy, it's a nice community grocery store. I see my neighbors. I wave. I might stop and have a conversation.
No, okay. No, no, I'm out.
What's wrong
that's
with
the
that?
Worst kind of person. No.
He's the worst kind of person. My
what, you hate your neighbors?
My ex-wife was
are
you.
Are you not a pillar of the community?
No,
I don't understand.
I don't wanna, nope. My ex-wife was you. I go to the store to buy things. She went to the store to shop.
There it is.
It is a different vibe. If you're there to shop, you don't get a cart. Then maybe you can walk around with your camera and take pictures of what you might want to buy later, and then just then you can zig and zag out of the carts. But those of us who are shopping, get out of our way. We know exactly what we want, and when you're standing there going, I can't tell the difference between 7-grain wheat and 12-grain wheat. It's 5 grains! That's the difference!
But I don't
do you want 7 or do you want 12? Pick one and move!
Well, I don't know what either of those mean.
Great! Take pictures and decide outside! You can't, like, I can't do it anymore.
Why do, I don't want to get out of your way. Maybe I want to stop and have a conversation with you, neighbor.
I triple dog dare you to come to my store.
Watch the head. Steve
Allen.
We need to talk about the worst job
ever.
Like, there's a list out of the worst jobs.
That's
ever.
Not. The number one is the
Wait,
best job.
There was a show, right? With who was it? Mike Rowe or
Mike
whatever?
Rowe.
Yes, the dirtiest job.
Oh, that's what
oh,
it was.
Dirty,
dirty
jobs.
Dirty
jobs.
Yeah,
dirty jobs.
Like
okay.
Sewer cleaner.
Speaking of kids, total tangent, if I may, again. Do you remember Mike Casey on 99.5 The Mountain?
Yeah, of course.
Him and Rowe sounded exactly the
they
same.
They sounded so much alike.
Similar.
And once again, I was watching some sporting event, and that stupid X chair or something comes on, and I'm like, if that ain't Mike Rowe, that's Mike Casey. And I went and looked it up. Mike Casey, I'm sorry, shout out to Mike Casey. That boy is getting some voice work. He does like,
phenomenal
he's doing
stuff.
Like some Animal Planet stuff, like our boy Josh, formerly of
JB Good.
Johnny B. Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's on
he's,
tons
he
of channels.
He does Animal Planet
History
and
Channel
Discovery and Channel and all that stuff.
Wait,
and now Mike Casey is
he's
getting
doing
the same,
the same thing.
Yes, and he should be robbing Mike Rowe of every ounce of his income.
Wow.
He sounds so much like him and costs 1/10 the price. But he's so good.
Dang.
It's so weird. You gotta watch the X chair spot. You're like, that's Mike Casey.
Good for him.
Because you're using him talking about the Beatles or whatever. Then he's like talking about like, you gotta get this chair. And I'm like, I'm gonna buy the chair for you, Mike. How do we get there? Oh, dirty jobs. Sorry.
Yes, yeah. Or,
the dirtiest job on here, the worst job, they say, is a parking lot attendant.
All you do is sit around.
How is that a bad job?
Well,
no, because you're being the one person that everyone can hate equally, you know?
I'm sorry. Try having your name on a radio show.
Yeah, but you still have, yes, we do get
hate.
Yeah. But like there's also there's also people that will try to stick up for you.
No.
And say that, you know, that was funny and that got me.
No. Nope.
Okay,
that,
there are three people in this room that have tried.
Maybe not.
It's me. Like all the texts, it's like, oh my god, Aaron's last great. Slacker, why did you die of fire? Like
the capital letters.
No, but like everyone hates a parking attendant because all they do is give tickets.
I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't think you have any. I think Aaron's right. You don't have any positive interactions throughout your day.
You're
ever.
Right.
People are just like, come on. What? I got pay? And you're like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but you're literally just sitting there listening to music. Just have a thicker skin.
Are you, though, or are you going to different parking lots and just doing the same thing over and over and it's very repetitive?
I guess, but, like, I've had worse jobs than that.
Yeah, all you do is stand around or
sit
around.
I sat and opened envelopes, you guys. That's the worst job.
It slits open a...
It just goes, and opens up, and you're like, pull crap out.
Magazine subscriptions, wasn't it? People send in your magazine.
Yes.
Yeah, but people weren't mean to you during it, right? Come on, open it up.
I'd rather have the human interaction than just
the negative human interaction.
Sort of. Like, if you're, I cannot describe the monotony of just another envelope going, you're like, and you just take a thing out, it's like,
whoa. I'm confused what they needed you for. No offense, but it's like, they figured out how to open it, but they're like, but we got to get a human to take
so
the stuff.
Take
we can't just dump it out.
No, you take out the thing, and it's like, I want to subscribe, you put it there. I don't want to subscribe. You put it over there. I have a complaint. You put it up there. Like, you just read the things, like, and then put it.
Wait, they were going for, like, the contest, and they had to buy certain magazines?
Yes.
And if they didn't, you threw them out.
Right, it's like,
that's bullshit!
Easy, Tiger. Easy. But, like, no, it was like, it wasn't Publisher's Clearinghouse,
but
it was kind of
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if like, I want to enter the contest, but I'm subscribing. Here, I want to enter this, but I'm not subscribing.
Well,
this other folder that was like trash can
shaped. It's a metal folder, yes.
Yes. So, what was your worst job, Steve?
Rock picker. When you're on a farm, and when they plow for the first time in the season, you get all the rocks and stuff, and it breaks the
Wouldn't
plow.
Would you eventually have gotten all the rocks?
You would think so, but you keep digging them up every year after you plow.
She's literally...
Yes, so you get, all the kids are given a bucket. And there's one tractor hauling a flatbed trailer down the middle of the acreage. And your kid, you got your bucket. Anything fist size or bigger of a rock, you got to throw in your bucket. When your bucket gets full, you got to try and catch up to that tractor in the flatbed. Dump your bucket.
Throw it in.
And then mark it down. There's one. And I get paid for that bucket. And then you go back
How
and do it
How much do you get per bucket?
Back then it was $3.35 an hour.
Oh, so you don't get paid by the bucket. You get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
But we got free then, then I'm not going to pick up a lot of buckets.
No.
You got to pay me by the bucket.
Three rocks an hour.
Yes.
Yes.
But we got free soda. So, yeah.
Huh?
There's that.
That's a horrible job.
It is. It is. You're a
How
kid.
How old were you?
15. It would pay us under the table, which is so illegal. So I was like 15 or so.
I assumed this was like a child labor. You're 15. You should have had a job.
No, you got a 16.
You've been opening envelopes.
They wouldn't let you get a job until you're 16, so we had to do whatever
Who's
we could.
They? In the Dakotas?
The government?
Laws?
Yes.
They
were driving a car.
Working at 6.
Yes, I was sweeping the Lamplighter Motel parking lot.
They paid under the table.
Yes.
Illegally.
As an embryo.
Yes.
Aaron, what was your worst job?
I have
if
actually.
If you say this, I'm coming over the
no,
table.
No, I don't think I've had a terrible job. I've loved all of them.
Nice.
Shut up. Working in the bakery doesn't suck?
No, because.
It smells like bread all the time.
Yeah, which is great to normal people, but for me, I walk out, you know, anaphylactic.
Yeah.
No, I don't, but
oh,
close.
Oh, that's right, you're gluten. You have that all over you.
No, it's literally like.
No, but because my mom owns it, there's pros. Under the table pros.
Once again.
I get all the fentanyl I can handle.
Yes.
What's the name of the fentanyl bake shop? Your mom's like, don't say it! Don't say it! Huh?
Mine was probably when I was 14. We could work at 14 in Iowa, and for some reason we were like, you gotta get a job. I don't know why we were in such a rush to work, but I worked at a grocery store called Fairway. And working at a grocery store, fine, but at Fairway, you were the bagger, and then you had to carry... you had to carry their groceries out to the car for them, no matter how many they had, no matter how little they had, no matter how muscular the guy was.
Even if they didn't want you to.
You'd be in trouble. And you were not allowed to accept tips. So sometimes people would be very nice. You'd be like, oh, thank you so much. Here's, and you'd be like, I can't. Kevin's watching.
We had a Bob's Fairway at our town.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's usually like Ken's Fairway or Chet's or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't quite make it to T-Hack's Fairway. I dropped out pretty quick.
And did you have that huge, big thing that you could put all the bags in and you had to roll it out to their car? Did you have one of those big, I forget.
That no. is modern. You're talking about the modern
Those
way
are like Instacart.
Yeah, that's Instacart.
Oh.
This is decades ago.
Yeah.
I'm not that young.
He's rolling out with like...
Yeah, I'm just carrying. Yeah, yeah. And I remember, I remember opening trunks and seeing weird stuff, seeing guns and stuff. I remember like putting a bag in somebody's back seat, and the bag broke. So you just shut the door and run away as quick as you can. And trying to convince a huge, muscly guy, please let me carry your bread. I'm going to get in trouble. And he's like, dude, leave me alone. Yeah.
You should have been tipped, though. That is kind of.
Yeah, we weren't allowed. We got in big trouble if we got caught accepting a tip.
What about. Like, you're in Iowa. Isn't there... Like, he had to work in... Steve had to work in a field. You didn't have to do corn-related activities.
That was a real popular thing. It was called detasseling.
Yes.
That every summer, one of the teachers... Now, well, it gets kind of shady looking back on it, but one of the teachers had a field somewhere, and he would recruit a bunch of kids to go detassel. So they'd do it for, like, 2 weeks in the summer, and everyone's like, you know, you don't get it. You get, like, $100. And he's like, out there. I never actually did it because I was like, that sounds horrible. And I know my parents, like, my mom walked beans. That was a big thing when they were growing up, and she would just always talk about how terrible it was. So I'm like, I'm not doing the farm stuff.
But walking beans.
I'll walk the bread out to the car.
Detasseling didn't feel very... Like,
what was that movement?
It's a little shake weighty, isn't it? Isn't it a little phallic?
And you know,
like
what?
If you're the championship detasseler, that like you've got a career and
if you know corn and a stalk of corn, that's the male part.
That's what I'm saying,
and that's why you're shake weighting that part.
Yeah,
yeah. You wanted to date the girls and detassel.
Okay.
It is not because I'm poor, and I still do it as much as I always have.
Oh, Butters, I think it's because you can't afford it.
Okay, we're starting a GoFundMe for me. Can you start a GoFundMe?
Oh, yeah. What's it for?
For gum.
I know.
I need gum. The gum industry is drying up, and I don't know what... Doesn't chew gum?
You stopped.
What?
Yeah, you used to chew gum all the...
I do chew gum
all the time. You would take gum out of other people's mouths.
Yeah, you don't have it as often as you did.
When's the last time you saw him chew gum?
I spit it out before I come up here because you guys used to give me, like Aaron specifically, would like, okay, I'm confusing you with Amber because you're standing in kind of the same spot, but like I used to come up here and then set it down on the counter.
Yeah.
Were you ever mad at me for that?
No, I don't think so.
God, did you get mad? Somebody in this room used to get mad at me for
that. I hope it was Amber.
Yeah, I was mad you didn't share it with me.
You guys
just
tempt me to sit in front of me.
Will you chew gum from somebody else's mouth?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
What the hell?
Do you have any gum on you right now?
No.
Damn it.
Would you let... Why are you talking...
I will let TX start to chew a piece of gum, and I will finish it.
Why? You're sick.
Yeah, we can meet in the middle like Lady and the Tramp.
Yes, we will absolutely meet in the middle. And then we'll switch it. I'll spit mine into yours.
Why?
We gotta like get like two feet apart from each other and go, just to watch you make that face, weirdo. Like, would you kiss somebody else?
Maybe.
Would you kiss T-Hack?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I'd kiss any of those brown
eyes. I wouldn't kiss you.
Good.
Okay, so there's literally a thing going around the saying gum is like dying out, and I'm trying to figure out why. Because are people making out less? When did gum start going out of style?
It's because there's no more smokers. When's the last time you guys saw a smoker? Forever.
And actually, you know what? My favorite person on the planet is a smoker.
No way.
Who's that?
Dua Lipa.
No.
Yeah. That's the one con about her.
Huh.
Oh, God. I'll have to get over it.
I'll just give her some gum.
Oh, my God.
Because smokers used to use gum or mints and stuff like that. And no one smokes anymore. I don't see anybody smoke.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still smokers. Oh. I still see a lot of smokers.
Yeah, they come out at night.
Yeah, they do. Oh. Dude, you know, it is a bar thing. Like, if you don't go to bars at all. Like, people just have a couple of drinks, and they're like, the front of a bar is, like, the saddest little area of, like, raccoons when the light comes up. Like, when you're, like, driving through the street, and the trash pandas are all around the dumpster.
All the smokers.
Yeah, it's just all the smokers out in front of the seedy little bar, like,
don't tell my wife.
There's a zillion of them. Just pull up to any bar.
No, but even then, like, I always carry mints. but never gum.
Or spray or something.
Spray?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah, that is old school.
Nobody used spray.
I thought they brought it back.
Do they make the spray?
I used to keep spray all the time.
No,
Bianca?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, Bianca spray.
Banaka,
there you go.
Close enough.
What?
Whatever.
I wasn't doing much reading at the time, if you know what I'm saying.
I used to keep Bianca in my car. She would just, like, chew a piece of gum and, like, sneeze into my mouth.
I always used to keep, I used to keep the spray in my pocket all the time in high school and then college, too.
Time out. Because you thought... Hold on.
Yeah, I was in a high makeout situation.
He was ready for Bianca.
Yeah. She liked it.
So let me just set the stage.
There was one.
If I may.
Okay.
You've met Bianca.
Yep.
And she's like...
She's lovely.
And she's staring into your eyes, which, gosh darn it, again today. Your eyes are just... His eyes pop. I don't know what it is. But so she's staring into your eyes and you feel it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go like, look, a bird? And she looks away, and then you go, ah.
No, you're way more prepared than that. You sneak away to the bathroom. You hit another pro move. If you're at their house, you can go into the bathroom. You just need a little glob of toothpaste, a little bit of water. You just rinse it around. It's like a homemade mouthwash. If your spray has exploded in your pants or whatever.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's a spray.
It's Bianca. Bianca in my pants.
Yeah, we start talking
because the gum, you have to discard of it. You can't make out what you got the gum.
I can make out with gum in my mouth.
You swallow it. You swallow it.
I do not. I can make out with gum in my mouth. I've taken communion with gum in my mouth. Because there was a long time where I would swallow my gum.
You made out with a chick with communion?
Oh, no! There's separate stories. Yeah.
What a Sunday.
Three different things are being discussed right now.
I'll practice that.
I used to swallow my gum every day at church.
Right.
And then I'd be like, oh my God, I read the thing where it's sitting in your stomach for 7 years, so I had to stop. So then I would learn to just like shove it back.
Uh-huh.
And then you do the lowered, and then you just pop it back down.
You can't.
Yes, you can. I can eat a meal with gum in my mouth.
That's like you like tasting wine and you got gum in your mouth.
I've done that.
Oh my God, whatever.
But what? The gum, I agree, because now with Aaron, I have to do the mints, but the spray was better because there's nothing to discard of at the end. You don't have to hang on to the little wrapper in your pocket.
Or even like the little paper mints. You know, those were insane.
Oh, the weird little Listerine green. I'm sorry, I should get it like Lisa E. Do some stupid, I'm uneducated tea hat thing. No, here's my thing about the Bianca. It sends too obvious of a message. If I have gum in my mouth, I came up, hey, Bianca, what's up, girl? And, like, I have gum in my mouth. I'm just a gum chewer. It is what it is. But you're, like, talking to her with your rancid culver breath.
Yeah.
And then you excuse yourself to the bathroom, and you come back like, hi. And, you're telegraphing your move. Like, you're essentially telling her. It's like you come out holding.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
It's too.
It's gentlemanly.
It's like coming out with a raincoat in your hand. Like, you're like, hello, should I open this now or wait? Like,
or you're Bianca, let her pick.
Bianca or Magnum. Magnum, I can't. I'm talking to you.
Yeah? Maybe.
If I fold it.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of a dude going all vigilante justice style.
Uh-oh.
While high.
All right. I got a story. A bomb squad responds to toilet paper spindle.
Okay.
We'll see how that blows up.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Spain.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, a man in Spain called the popo to report he found an explosive device in a stall of a men's restroom at an office building.
Oh my God, everybody get here!
Right? The caller described it as a black cylinder-type object with duct tape and electrical tape on it. Employees were evacuated, a robot was sent into the bathroom to investigate. The object was eventually rendered safe by breaking it apart, revealing that there were no powders, liquids, or gels inside. In fact, it was, yes, a toilet paper spindle that had been taped together. Yes. No.
We scrambled the world.
They did, Hot Hot. It's not even a bomb.
Put a new roll on there while you're in there, robot.
Make sure it goes over, not under.
Yeah, we like it over. We're an over kind of people over here.
That's all it was.
We might be a little too trigger happy these days.
Well, you're right.
My story also not from Florida. It's from the UK. One of your kind did a bunch of drinking.
What?
Did a bunch of marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Did a bunch of cocaine.
Dang.
And then went out onto the freeway.
Uh-oh.
And decided, I'm the best driver here.
What?
And I'm going to teach everyone a lesson. So he took his silver BMW.
Oh, no.
And he said, I'm an enforcer of good driving.
Oh, no.
So he began to tell people or show people who were tailgating, lane hogging, and driving slow that he was a better driver by crashing into them.
Ha. Huh. Okay.
He drove like a lunatic, speeds up to 130 miles an hour,
dang,
crashed into 9 other vehicles who he deemed to be driving incorrectly.
Wow.
All while screaming, as Steve does, do the program! Get with the program! Yeah, he's going to jail.
Yeah, one good
no old one died, but 9 cars were injured in my story.
That'll do it.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.